Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Walker. Batting second. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rube Walker. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Schmitz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Schmitz. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting second. The shortstop, Virgil Stahlcup. Batting third. The center fielder, Lloyd Merriman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Wirostek. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Howell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howie Fox. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Howie Fox. And now, play ball. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. One out. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatton for the out. One out. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirostek. Pafko reaches second base with a double. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pafko moves to third. One out. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pafko scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz hits a fly ball into right field. Wirostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 0 for 1 in the game. Verben hits a pop-up towards short. Stahlkup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pavko hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kluszewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up towards short. Stahlkup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Virgil Stahlkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlkup is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahlkup hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0 for 1 in the game. Merriman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirostek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verben scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 0 for 1 in the game. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlkup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. One out. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 2 in the game. Verbin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cavaretta for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Howie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Virgil Stahlkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlkup is 0 for 2 in the game. Stahlkup hits a ball on the ground towards second. Verbin can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Hatton trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Merriman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pafko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pafko moves to third. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pafko scores. Edwards moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Harry Gumbert now pitching. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-2 in the game. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth misplays the ball. That's an error on Bloodworth. Edwards scores. Walker moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 0-for-2 in the game. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smalley moves to second. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirostek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0-for-3 in the game. Verbin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-3 in the game. Cavaretta hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Wirostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams pinch hits for Ted Kluszewski. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams moves to third. Danny Littlewiller pinch hits for Harry Gumbert. Danny Littlewiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlewiller hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Howell moves to second. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Adams scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stahlcup hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Edwards. Stahlcup reaches second base with a double. Howell scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Merriman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Littlewiller now playing left field. Hank Sauer now playing first base. Ken Burkhardt now pitching. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gustin hits a pop-up towards short. Stahlcup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Johnny Schmitz. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Emil Kusch now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirostek hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Cubs, 4, Reds, 4. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Howell pinch hits for Ken Burkhardt. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell strikes out. Two outs. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gustin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Kent Peterson now pitching. Peanuts Lowry pinch hits for Harry Walker. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry takes first base on ball 4. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Verbin bunts towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Lowry moves to second. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lowry moves to third. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-4 in the game. Cavaretta hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Pavko is walked intentionally. Eddie Erott now pitching. Bob Scheffing pinch hits for Hank Edwards. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lowry scores. Pavko moves to second. It's 5-4, Cubs. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry now playing left field. Hal Jeffcoat now playing right field. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Littwiller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gustin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hatton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Hatton reaches second base with a double. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Stahlcup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta fields the ball and throws to Cush covering. Safe. Hatton moves to third. Bob Chipman now pitching. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Merriman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hamner now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hatton scores. Stahlcup moves to third. It's Cubs, 5, Reds, 5. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wirostek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stahlcup scores. Sauer moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.